Welcome to episode 7, all about grief. Whew, this is a tough one to talk about, and probably an even tougher one to listen to. If you have found this podcast, or if you're listening to this podcast, more than likely you have indeed lost a loved one. So first and foremost, I just want to say how sorry I am for your loss. Grief and mediumship go hand in hand, really. Every conversation I have on a daily basis with my clients, it revolves around grief and the steps to get a handle on one's grief. So I thought I would record this and kind of give some comforting tips, maybe things that I have learned through my grief, and just hoping to bring some comfort to those that are out there listening to this. So first and foremost, every single person on this planet will handle grief differently. So my way definitely isn't going to be your way. Your way definitely isn't going to be somebody else's way. I think I saw somewhere grief is like a thumbprint. Everybody has an individual print, just like grief. Everybody handles it differently. There's no right way. There's no wrong way to grieve. And one fascinating fact that I actually learned through my own grief is that there's no like beginning, middle, and end of grief. I think I was given this book, or somebody, or I found it somewhere, you know, the steps of grief, like step number one, you know, anger or whatever it is. I didn't experience, I mean, I think I probably experienced each of those steps in one way or another. They certainly were not in order, and definitely not by the time I was done with it through the steps was I done with my grief. So for me, grief comes like waves in the ocean. They, sometimes they're stronger than others, and they come in and out for me. So I kind of wanted to give you a little bit of story about my grief story. I lost my husband in 2009. So I just, came upon the 10-year mark, and I literally thought my life was going to end. I thought my heart was literally going to break. Like I thought, I was like, I'm going to die of a broken heart. Like literally. And you know, spoiler alert, I made it through it. And I feel like that experience has molded me obviously into the person that I am today. So during that whole process, I definitely learned some things. I definitely did some things wrong. And just by sharing these, I'm hoping that it helps somebody else. By the way, so I just said 10 years out, it's been 10 years since his passing. I still grieve him. Okay. It's not daily. It's not as intensely, obviously, as it was in the beginning, but I still grieve him. There are still moments where I break down crying. And let me tell you, I met my current husband 5 years ago. I'm married and we have 2 children together, and I still grieve my late husband. I mean, it's still a part of me. He is still a part of me. He still holds this place for me. So I can now talk about him without having a mental breakdown. I am able to look back and think back at funny times, or, you know, telling stories of what we experienced together, or funny moments for him, you know, and actually laugh about it and not have a sob fest, which was definitely refreshing when I finally like hit that milestone. I was like, wow, I can actually talk about him and find things funny again. So some things that brought me comfort. One thing is I got into therapy. I feel like that's not something to be ashamed of. I feel like everybody needs to be in therapy, like let alone if you're grieving. I feel like therapy is this outside third person kind of looking in and is able to give you an unbiased opinion and some sort of direction and validation that you're needing. So I feel like getting in, you know, find a therapist that you really trust and that you're able to kind of open your heart out. Obviously, at the beginning of my grieving journey, you know, for at least that like first year, you know, I was seeing my therapist every week. Since then, obviously, I've dropped down considerably, but it was like, excuse me, it was like every week, religious. I never missed an appointment. I really looked forward to some days it was just, you know, lashing out in anger about how mad I was at the world, or, you know, some weeks were just, you know, I was at my low, or, you know, I feel like every week kind of was a little bit different. I also found a support group for people that were like in a very similar situation for me. I feel like there's no like one size fits all for support groups. So for me, at the time, I was 23 when my husband passed away. And so I didn't want to go to a support group, you know, for 84-year-old women that had lost her husband, right? Nothing wrong with that, but that wasn't going to fit my situation. I wanted to find like-minded, you know, young widows. And so I found my group of women, and we were all, you know, like under 50. And we actually became very good friends. And I can't even begin to tell you how much of a healing process that was, finding those women and, you know, going to the movies or going to dinner, or we called each other in the middle of the night sometimes, just, you know, in tears, because it just wasn't fair, right? It just wasn't fair, our loved one being taken from us. So they understood on a different level than anybody else, because, which I think comes to my next point, right? People are going to say some stupid shit. Like, just go into it knowing that they mean well for the most part. They just don't know what to say. So they say things that are, you just kind of look at them like they have grown a third head or something. I remember at my late husband's funeral, somebody walked up to me and said, "Well, you know, you're young and you're going to get married again." Well, that may be the case, but I don't want to hear that. I don't, you know, in that moment of grieving, I don't want to hear that I'm going to get married again, because I just lost my husband. I'm burying my husband. I can't even think about getting married again. It's stuff like that. I had this quite often, you know, "Well, this was in God's plan for you." You know, again, they mean well. I know where they're coming from. It very well be in God's plan, but I don't want to hear that in that moment. I don't want to hear that this was in my plan. Like, I didn't get the blueprint. Like, I didn't have any warning of this kind of stuff. I don't want to hear that kind of stuff. If you have nothing to say, then just say, "I'm sorry for your loss," and move on. Don't be too hard on yourself, right? I really took, my therapist actually told me that one week I was in there, just a hot mess express. And I had a 4-year-old at the time, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, you know, I forgot to brush his teeth one night, you know." And she was like, "Nikki, you're being too hard on yourself. You're doing all the basics. Is he eating? Yes. Is he drinking? Yes. Is he sleeping? Yes." Those are like your basics. You know, if you forget to brush his teeth, or if you don't give him a bath, or if you put on a pair of dirty clothes because you didn't get laundry done, like, don't be so hard on yourself. You know, lower your expectations. And that really helped me, of course, when she said it to me in the moment. I, of course, was thinking, "I'm a terrible mother. I can't believe I forgot to brush his teeth. All the teeth are going to fall out," or something. So anyway, that really helped when she told me that. Learn your boundaries. So for me, it was saying no to certain like trigger points. I couldn't go out to eat with mutual friends of ours, me and my husband's friends. Like, I couldn't, you know, they had asked me several times to go out with them, and I know what they were doing. They were trying to, you know, get me out and about and spend time with me and you know, show me some attention. Like, I knew the intent of what they were doing, but for me, that was a trigger point. And that was, I wouldn't have had a good time, and I wasn't ready to be around that yet. So I chose to say no to that kind of thing. Your boundaries may be different. Everybody has to know their own boundaries. Another important one is don't self-medicate. Feel all the feels, right? And even like self-medicating, obviously, like don't be boozing it up or, you know, taking any sort of like illegal substance. But even for me, I chose not to take any sort of medication because I felt like it was going to mask the underlying issue. Now, of course, if you and your therapists have spoken about, you know, using medication, by all means, that's not what I'm saying. So don't write me a nasty message. But what I'm saying is, for me, is I chose not to take that kind of medication because I wanted to feel grief. I wanted to feel the process, because let me tell you, grief is a bitch and she will find you. So even though you go months and months and months, you know, self-medicating yourself, she will eventually find you and you will feel all the feels eventually. So I chose to feel them up front and push through them because I knew I would be better for it, I guess, on the other side of it. And just know this, I feel like this isn't told enough, but know that you are strong, you are worthy, and that you are enough. Like, you can and you will get through something like this. I feel like this, that people think that this is the end. I certainly felt like that going through it. I felt, oh my gosh, how am I going to get through this? Because at that point in my life, like, that was the hardest thing I've ever gone through. As a matter of fact, probably to this day, it was the hardest thing I've ever been through. And let me tell you, we are resilient as human beings. And I know this is so cliche, right? Time heals all wounds, but it truly does. Like I said, I still grieve him, but it's definitely not as intense as it was in the beginning. So I encourage each and every one of you to seek out what you need and get to know your boundaries. And I hope you found this podcast helpful. Again, I'm so sorry for your loss. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can visit my website, www.mediumnikkid.com, or you can actually find me on Instagram. I'm pretty active on Instagram. You can find me at Medium Nikki D, and I'm also on Facebook at Medium Nikki D. And let me tell you, I respond to every single message that comes through to me. I respond to everybody. So I encourage you to reach out if you are curious about, you know, wanting to do a mediumship reading. If that's the case, get in as soon as you can, because actually my April is kind of booking up. So I would love to hear from you. Or if you just have a general question, I'd love to answer anything that I can. Or if you just need somebody to say, you know what, you got this and you're going to do this and I understand. So I look forward to hearing from each and every one of you, and enjoy the rest of your day.